Let's read from the Holy Word of God today, Revelation 20, 12 through 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which was the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up their dead that were in it, and the dead in hell delivered up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Neighbor, has your name been written in the Lamb's book of life? Have you repented and been washed clean by this glorious shed blood of Jesus Christ? Not church attendance, not water baptism, not false easy believism. Have you been transformed by the biblical gospel? Are you seeking the kingdom of God every day with all that you are? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? And will it remain there because of your ways, your seeking, your works, your duty before a holy God? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. No one's going to make it into the kingdom by faith alone. No one's going to make it into the kingdom by church attendance in these corrupt American churches. Test yourself, neighbor. The fruit, your name is in the Lamb's book of life. You hate all sin. You hate worldliness. You hate unrighteousness. You come out of the world. You come out of your flesh. You come out of the church systems. And you walk in spirit and in truth. You don't keep unrighteousness, flesh, sin, and worldliness. You don't follow pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. You don't follow the government, sports, politics, entertainment. Your life is set apart for the kingdom of God. Every vain practice, tennis, golf, whatever is outside of the kingdom of God. Imitate Jesus and Paul. You wouldn't find them playing tennis and golf. They were about the Father's business. Repent, be written in the Lamb's book of life through the gospel today. The shed blood of Jesus and obedience to him.